Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jones and Mego.
I never said I could take on a hippo.
No, in fairness, you did.
With Arcand.
You ever seen a hippo eat a watermelon? It's amazing.
On Boston Sports Original.
I wonder what Arcand just does with his time.
I watch hippos eating watermelons.
WEEI.
We got plenty of other angles and more overheads, and I'm still astonished at how dumb Bruins fans are online. Like, pull your heads out of your ass. A bunch of RAs. If you've seen the overhead angle, you clearly see Heinen battling with Oliver Ekman-Larsson. The minute he gets his stick loose, goes right down on the ice, goes and meets Bob's right foot inside the crease and throws him off. On top of that, not just his stick, but as he's turning to get body position on Oliver, his left foot hits Bob's right foot. So not just his stick. So they're saying he could have fought back to regain positioning and make the eventual save on McAvoy. Don't know about that one. But what I do know is Bennett's goal shouldn't have counted, nor should have this one. And that was a makeup call. And I'm fine with that because I got no dog in the fight until now. Until you idiot Bruins fans keep coming at me online. This should be the Leafs playing the Florida Panthers because you guys are a bunch of bums. Let's start there. And I can't wait till they blow this third period lead and Boston's pulling the refs me again. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Paul Bissonnette, amen. He's yelling at you, Arcand. You know that.
Yeah, probably. He's wrong. I like how he said, oh, it should be the Leafs playing the Panthers. Yeah, really, yeah. It should be the Leafs. Those awesome Leafs who win in the playoffs every year.
He was making some solid points, and then he went that.
It should have been us.
The Leafs. Shut up.
Loser Leafs. You shut up, Biz. Let's go back to Manchester.
It's amazing, Mego, that all week long, Arcand's just been ripping the refs. Ripping the refs.
Like,
ripping
cross the refs. Sport, ripping the
Bruins
refs.
Bruins are down 3-1. Refs fault. Cavs lost game 4 the other night. Refs fault.
It's literally about the free throws. And yet it's not about the game-winning goal last night.
The Bruins get the benefit of a bang-bang call, or at least the benefit on review of a bang-bang call. And I don't hear anything. That's interesting. And so Bissonnette's yelling at you and people like you, Arcand. Because Bruins fans know, it's weird, they don't care about the refs anymore.
No, what it is that he's a sore loser, and both of you are too, because both of you yesterday said the Bruins are done, the Bruins are finished. I said
that.
I was right. You were both wrong, and you're both having a little tantrum today
wrongness.
About it.
That's well,
you're
you know
you're throwing a little fit now because I was
true.
Right.
I'm
you guys can't handle it.
I'm a grown woman.
When I'm right,
I can admit when I was wrong on a take. I don't flip-flop.
You were wrong.
You want to play the
Biz was wrong, and you were having a little tantrum.
You want to play the right-wrong game, Arcand? Is that the game you want to play?
Absolutely.
Who was right in game 7 against the Leafs?
I was not.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't throw a big fit about it the next day, did I?
Congrats on predicting game 5 right.
I was happy about it.
I don't think
congratulations.
I
don't think it's about that either. I also said I was wrong. It's the first thing I said when Mego's like they came out strong. They started the first period right. I was completely wrong about the game.
And now you guys are turning all into this thing about the refs with me, even though it's clearly not what I was saying yesterday.
I just think it's weird.
Because
that
you're mad
Monday
that I was wrong and you were
Tuesday,
right and you never can
Monday and Tuesday, it's all about the refs.
It was all about the refs Monday and Tuesday.
Today there's another controversial no call, and yet it has nothing to do with
it. I just hate.
No, because they whistled more penalties on the Bruins than the Florida Panthers. I don't know how much more clear it
is. I hate ref blaming because this is what it becomes. My team wins, refs weren't a problem. My team loses, refs were a problem. That's
idiot
why I hate
Bruins
ref blaming.
Fans.
If the Bruins had won that game and they had 7 power plays and Florida had 2, I would have said the refs definitely influenced the game. I would have admitted that. I would have
give
said
me this.
It. That didn't happen last night.
Give me this. The Florida Panthers won game 4 in part because of a favorable whistle. I feel that way. Do you feel that way?
Yes, but it wasn't just that one play.
In part,
it was the entire game.
In part, they won because of it. Last night, did the Bruins win in part because of a favorable whistle?
In part, sure. Okay, but they won mostly because of Jeremy Swayman.
Meet me there.
I'm happy to meet you there.
I think we've got him to it. That's progress.
I'm happy to meet you there. You asked what the biggest factor was, and it was definitely not the ref.
He's hiding behind Swayman, but we know how he really feels.
I expected, as a man of honor who just calls it as he sees it, looks at the refs, I expect you to come in and be screaming about the refs today. And I'm surprised I'm not hearing it. I'm sure we'll hear it on the phones, though, right? Derek is in Nashua. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey guys, first off, Biz is a goon. He doesn't belong in the league. But last night, I believe it was Shattenkirk twice, two times in a row, high stick in the same maybe 7 second span, no whistle. And then that phantom call on Lowry last night, I mean, it's playoff hockey. These guys are battling for the puck. You see that play happen 10, 15 times a game in one period, and they're calling it then. And on that same power play, that I believe that's when Reinhart snipe that puck off the post. That could have cost the Bruins a game right there. So
yeah, so all of this is, again, it's like, oh, so only the calls that go against the Bruins are the bad calls. The calls that go in favor of the Bruins are not bad calls. That's just the correct call. Like, this is where it gets annoying.
Look, to be fair, I do think that the no call last night was the right call. I also think that in context, it probably has to do with the no call from the game before that went against the Bruins.
I mean, it is true. Could you imagine if they took that goal off the board?
It would lead ESPN shows. It would lead ESPN shows.
No, it wouldn't, but they'd at least talk about it.
After the Cowboys.
Yeah, it wouldn't lead any of their shows. But
first it would be like LeBron went through a supermarket.
They'd at least have it in there.
What does it mean? And then it would be like, we have the schedule release for one game for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Here's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then they would get to it.
Let me hear from Steve in the truck. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
So, either you and Mego are just total morons when it comes to hockey, or you're doing this to aggravate Arcan. I mean, because if you watch the game, Steve, shut up for a second.
All three of us can vouch for watching the game. We were all sitting next to each other watching the game, so we can all vouch for each other.
I was also watching Arcan watch the game.
Okay,
so Mego was watching me.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
Tell me why the other night wasn't a cross check right from Bennett when he scored the goal, and tell me why last night they stopped the game when the goalie made the save.
Thank you, Steve. I forgot about that.
You know why, Steve?
I forgot about that. That's a great point.
Let me answer for Arcan. It's because the refs and the league and Gary Bettman want the Panthers to win.
Yeah.
That's why. No, you're right, Steve.
It's a conspiracy.
Great point. It's a grand conspiracy to get the Florida Panthers into the conference final and not the original six Boston Bruins. That's the grand conspiracy going on.
I don't think there's a conspiracy.
That's a good theory.
But the refs are clearly slanted towards Florida. There's no question about it. If you look at the power play, 100%.
Sure.
Well, who do the refs work for?
What'd you say
the
last?
League.
RK, what'd you say earlier? The Panthers have more power plays, right?
Yes.
That must all be the refs, right?
I mean, listen, I think that was a evenly called
is
game
it,
for
is
the
it,
most part.
Is it maybe because the Bruins can't effing count? Is it maybe because of that? Another too many men on the ice penalty last night. Can I hear from Jim Montgomery after the game?
Bad call.
Tonight was just one of those plays where we don't get the puck in. The puck goes right where our D-men are changing. And the D-man coming on the ice thought the guy had changed. And when the guy saw the puck, he didn't change. Many of the too many men have been because of plays like that. And it's really the puck's got to go in. You know, that's the culprit, not the actual people who are making those changes.
Okay.
It's the puck's
fault. Take away everything.
It's the puck's
fault. I agree. Too many men has been ridiculous, but you take away all those calls, and it's still slanted way in the direction of Florida. That's a fact. It is.
I will admit, I'm a moron about hockey.
So look.
There it is that from the caller.
Who are we blaming for these too many men on the ice penalties? Like me, it's a no-brainer. It's Montgomery. But I brought this up to Razor last week. And Razor said, it's no big deal. It's a non-story. I go, they have more too many men on the ice penalties than the whole rest of the NHL put together in these playoffs. He goes, it's a non-story. I go, okay, well then who's it on? Why does it keep happening? It's got to be the coach, right? He goes, no, it's the players. So I've heard a lot of people say this. The players are the ones jumping on the ice. Lindholm was the one jumping on the ice. Who do we blame? Because I blame the coach. I want to hear your answers first, though.
I go with the coach, too. I think that kind of repeated penalty over and over and over again on such a simple thing is just universally, doesn't matter what sport it is. Honestly, doesn't even, if the fact that he can point out the exact situation where he says it's happening tells me, okay, so why don't you jump on top of that? Why don't you be proactive in coaching that?
Arcan?
I blame the players. I just think it's something you have to do from
the
very beginning. It's the ref's fault. But from like peewee hockey all the way up, I mean, you learn how to do a line change. They're in the NHL, and this has been embarrassing for everybody involved. I mean, I don't say Montgomery's blameless, but I blame the players.
It's on Montgomery.
It's the refs.
Mego's right. It's Montgomery because it keeps happening. Because it keeps happening, that now
he knows when it happens.
It's like. We're going to talk to Alex Cora at 3:15. I've said this a million times about all their base running errors and their sloppy base running. Like, when you repeat the errors, the message from the coach and the coaching staff, or the manager in this case, it's not getting through. And so whatever Montgomery's telling him, it's not working. So you have to fix that, Monty, because the players keep ignoring you and keep doing it. It's on Montgomery that this stupid team can't count.
I think it's also on the refs that Arcan shouted into the mic last night and scared everyone in banners.
I blame the refs for how many drinks I had last night, and now I feel hungover today.
Yes, I do.
What's the biggest reason for the Bruins winning Game 5? Everyone agrees with Arcan today. It's not a great day out there. 78% say it's Jeremy Swayman. 11% say Charlie McAvoy. 8% say the first period. Only 3%, and I'm rounding up, say the refs. So big day for Arcan so far. We'll see if he can keep it going. 617-779-7937. We're live in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Let's get to Jeremy Swayman, Arcan's favorite. Can he go on a Tim Thomas level heater? That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.